Today's drama, Reflection of Death.
John.
Yes, Nancy.
That shop there. Let's go in.
Antique. My dear Mrs. Craig, it's quite true that we've been married for more than a month now, but we're not up to antiques yet.
Oh, silly. Oh, please, John.
All right.
John, what a funny place.
It's dark as a tomb in here, isn't it?
You can hardly see the furniture. It looks like a big crouching animal.
Bet if you opened that wardrobe in a corner, bats would fly out.
Oh, you said that?
Oh!
I'm afraid I startled you, good lady.
You startled me, too.
If anything were to come out of that wardrobe, it would be something quite different.
Like what?
I hardly venture to say. You see, a lady hanged herself in that wardrobe.
Hanged? Oh.
Oh, that mirror hanging against the wall is beautiful.
There's a story about that mirror.
Oh, John, it's lovely. I could put it over my dressing table.
And not very expensive. Only $15.
Oh, that isn't much.
No, perhaps because of the story.
What story?
That mirror was made in the days when witches were being burned and people believed in visions. Usually dreadful visions.
Old wives' tales.
Probably, sir. Although many men believed in them. We know better now, perhaps. But it was said in those days that a mirror made as this one was, in a rather strange and horrible fashion, showed much more than ordinary mirrors.
What did it show?
The faces of those about to die.
I'm sorry, the mirror slipped.
No harm done. Of course, not everyone could see those faces in the mirror. Only those who had the gift.
Well, how could they tell they had the gift?
Oh, there were many signs. Perhaps the most certain sign...
Andy, it's getting late.
...was what they called the ears of Pan. Ears with pointed lobes.
Nancy, do you want the mirror?
Yes. Yes, I do.
All right. Will you have the mirror cleaned and sent to 29 Ridge Road, please? The name is Craig.
Yes, sir. This afternoon.
Good. Nancy, shall we?
Good. Oh, my hat.
What? Oh, caught in the sand. There's your right for wearing a hat with ribbons.
Oh, there.
Funny.
What is this?
Well... Here we've been married for more than a month. A terribly long time. I never noticed your ears before.
What about them?
For the lobes. They're pointed.
John, this mirror
looks
wonderful.
Oh, good. You've been sitting staring into it for hours.
Not really. I've just been dreaming.
Of what?
How happy I am.
Darling. That's 11 o'clock. I'll go downstairs, lock up.
Hurry back, darling. I don't like that thunder. The lights. Hey, John. John. John.
What is it?
The lights in this room went out.
It's a fuse, lady. I'll
take a look down here. All right, dear. Oh, it's funny staring into a mirror when it's dark and you can't see anything. I wonder, am I really there in the mirror, even though I can't see myself? Well, oh, no. No. No! You'll think I'm insane.
I don't think I will at all, Mrs. Craig.
Thank you.
Why don't you tell the Marcher story, Mrs. Craig, just as you told to me when you phoned this morning?
All right, Margo. I know you've helped people, Mr. Cranston.
Whenever I could.
John laughed at the whole thing.
John?
My husband. But I can't laugh. So clear.
It isn't to me.
Well, I'm sorry. Yesterday morning, we bought a mirror in the antique shop. The woman who sold it to us said it was a legend connected with it. That if you were gifted, you could see the faces of people about to die in it.
It's an old legend. Probably been told about thousands of mirrors.
I know. I didn't pay much attention to it. Well, anyway, the mirror was delivered in the afternoon and placed over my dressing table. Last night,
yes,
I saw my father's face in it.
Well?
I could see his face in the mirror, not mine at all. I could see his face, and it was horrible.
In what way?
His face was distorted and crumpled. It was as though he were dead.
Craig, you mustn't let it upset you too much.
I'm sorry. I can't help it.
It must have been an illusion. Possibly you were tired and overwrought. Unconsciously, you were thinking of the story you'd been told about the mirror.
No. No, I wasn't tired. I wasn't overwrought. I was very happy. Mr. Cranston, please, will you come with me and look at the mirror?
Well,
Of course you will, Mrs. Craig. I have your address. When shall we come?
This afternoon, before John gets home. I don't want him to think I'm hysterical.
Chimes of Norman.
Very musical, don't they?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Mrs. Craig's expecting us.
Please come in.
Thank you.
Mrs. Craig is in the drawing room. Here.
Yes?
Sevens, ma'am. Lady and a gentleman to see you.
Oh, please go ahead, sir.
Yes. Go in, please.
Hello, Mrs. Craig.
Hello, Margo. Mr. Cranston.
Feeling better?
Yes, I guess I am. Perhaps I was being silly. I've been sitting thinking about it. Maybe I didn't see anything in that mirror after all.
Could be. Where?
What is it?
Telegram, Mrs. Craig.
Oh, all right, Kevin. Come in.
Western Union Messenger just started, ma'am.
Oh, thank you, Kevin.
Ma'am?
Excuse me. I wasn't expecting a telegram.
Go right ahead and read it. We've plenty of time.
Thank you. I didn't think that. Oh, no. No. Maud. It's going to say.
I've got it. Craig.
She did say it. The couch, Maud.
Yeah. Brandy, she dropped the telegram. She...
Mom, what is it?
Telegram. It's very short. Sent from upstate. Says, regret to inform you your father died this morning at Interlaken Hospital. Signed, head nurse. Her father, Mom.
Still with her. He's giving her a sedative to take later on.
Worried about her.
So's her husband. He's sitting at her bedside like a lost boy. He's nice. Come on.
Hmm?
Was it a coincidence?
I don't know.
Mr. Cranston?
Oh, yes, Clemens.
You rang for me.
Yes, the mirror, the one over Mrs. Craig's dressing table.
A new mirror, sir?
That's right. It's to go up in the attic. At once.
But Mrs. Craig was so fond of it.
Nevertheless, I'd like to have you take it up to the attic right away.
Very well, sir.
I don't like him.
Just a sullen old man.
Well, we'd better go, Mrs. Craig.
I hate leaving her. It's nonsense. Her husband's here. She'll be given a sedative. All right, Margo, nothing can happen tonight. Let's go.
Yes.
see anything. I can't see.
Nancy Craig, get up. Get up, Nancy Craig.
Oh, all right.
There's a mirror in the house, Nancy Craig.
No.
There's a mirror in the house.
No.
Go and find it, Nancy Craig. Go find it.
I don't know where.
Nancy Craig, Margot and Lamont have been investigating the mysterious happenings in connection with a strange mirror. It is after midnight now, as the phone rings in Cranston's apartment. Finally, I went upstairs, stopped in her room to see if she was all right. And she wasn't there.
The other room?
I've looked all through the house.
The attic?
The attic? Well, no, we never go up there.
We'd better go there now.
But why the attic?
Because that's where the mirror is. Let's go in.
Nancy!
Come on, she's lying on the floor in front of that mirror.
Poor old Plastic. Funny old man.
She's delirious, Craig. Let's pick her up. Yes. Got her. Carry her downstairs. We need a doctor, I suspect. Not a psychiatrist.
Green, Plastic. Green. Oh, my friend. Thank you. Brown.
He must have had a knife.
Poor old Fleming. He was so funny in the mirror. So funny.
Open that door for me, Transmere. Yes, I'll put it to bed.
Phone the doctor, Craig.
Yes, I'll get him. He's just a few doors away.
Good, Margaret and I'll stand by here. You better hurry.
Yes, I'll hurry.
Lamont, you saw Plevins in the mirror. It must have been a dream.
Not only that, but Plevins was green.
Does that mean anything?
Might what I'm thinking is true. It's a possibility.
Lamont, she didn't really see anything in the mirror, did she?
I think Plevins needs a visit from the shadow.
Did she see anything in the mirror, Lamont?
I'm afraid, Margot, that she did see something in the mirror.
Plevins, although you can't see me, I'm here. I'm not your imagination.
I'm sick, and now you come. Whoever, whatever you are, I'm too sick.
Plevins, do you hate Mrs. Craig?
I hate everything.
Do you hate her?
I...
Have you been playing tricks on her?
Playing tricks, huh? No. Someone's been playing. Been playing tricks.
Clemens! No. Clemens can't hear me anymore. Clemens is beyond all tricks.
Doctor said Nancy's very ill, Clemens. He's staying with her until the nurse comes, and then she'll require constant attendance. Plevins is dead.
He was poisoned, Craig.
Was he?
Got an overdose of Mrs. Craig's sedative.
That's what the police said?
Yes, they're staying in the background because of Mrs. Craig's illness. They want to question her.
Cranston, they don't think...
It makes a certain amount of sense. She saw Plevins in the mirror. That meant Plevins had to die. Perhaps she took care of him.
You don't believe that.
Have you any other explanation?
No, but... Well, Nancy isn't well. She hasn't been well. She can't be held responsible for anything she's done.
Dr. gave an injection
that will keep
running till morning.
Ron? Yes. Come along, Margaret. Good night, Craig.
Good night.
Home, Ron?
No. Upstate.
Upstate?
Town where Nancy's father lived and died. I want to find out how far that mirror can see.
I don't mind telling you all I know, Mr. Cranston. I've been chief of police in this town for over 30 years. I've done all right.
I'm sure you have, but...
All right, then listen. Pete Owens was a wealthy man and a good man. He came up here in a hunting trip and died from falling off Eagle's Nest Cliff, a couple of miles out of town. What he was doing there, nobody knows. He might have fallen off, he might have been pushed. That's all I know.
You've helped us, Chief. I don't know what Nancy Craig's father was doing upon that cliff either, but... I think I know now whether he fell or was pushed. Come on, Margot. We have to get back to the Craigs. I have an appointment to keep.
Just rest quietly, Nancy. I'll be back in a minute. Now, then. Nancy's all settled.
Craig. John Craig.
What? Who's that?
Come with me, Craig.
Who is it? What are you?
The shadow of guilt murders here. Follow me. Up to the attic.
Attic? No. No.
Come along, Craig. You know the way. You made others follow you.
What do you want with me?
I have something to show you.
I don't want to see it.
Now, Craig. Over there against the rafter.
What is it?
Get closer and you can see. Closer. There. Look at it in the moonlight. You can see now, can't you, Craig?
Mirror.
What do you see in the mirror?
No.
What do you see in the mirror?
My face. My own face in the mirror.
Yes. The face of a murderer, Craig. The murderer who killed Nancy's father, the one who pushed him off the cliff.
No.
The one who poisoned Fleming.
No, no.
You killed them both. So you'd inherit your father-in-law's fortune, didn't you, Craig? Didn't you?
Maybe I did kill those two old fools, but you'll never prove it. I won't hang. I'll destroy the evidence. I'll smash this wretched mirror into a thousand pieces. What are you laughing at?
It's too late, Craig.
Too late?
Yes. The mirror has already shown you your own reflection of death.
Lamont, I know that Craig killed Nancy's father and tried to drive her insane, and that he killed Clemens to throw suspicion on Nancy. I understand that, but I don't understand how you found out.
But darling, remember she spoke of seeing Clemens' green face in a red room and brown furniture?
Yes.
Well, usually people dream without color, but when they've been given one of the hypnotic drugs like Pentothal, they have visions, dreams in color.
You mean that Craig gave her the drug and then...
He suggested things to her while she was drugged. She never realized it, but she did remember colors.
And the other thing?
Something Nancy herself said in her delirium. She said that she saw the faces in the mirror even though it was dark. She meant that Craig had used a very simple trick to fool her.
You mean in the seeing those faces?
Well, the faces were really there. They were pictures of the people she saw. With the help of a tiny flashlight, they looked very convincing in the shadows. Craig himself wore black, so Nancy could never see his reflection.
Yet he finally did see his own reflection, didn't he?
Yes. At that moment, the murders came to an end. The end that comes to all murderers before they die.
Ha, 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 ha,